This is the Pacifica National Board meeting of October 10th, 2013, convening at 5:56 p.m. Pacific Time, 8:56 p.m. Eastern. Summer Reese, Chair, Heather Gray, Vice Chair, Richard Uzzell, Secretary. Heather Gray will be our timekeeper as well. And Mr. Secretary, if you could call the roll, please. Thank you.
Okay. Edward Steaker?
Here.
Thank you. Rosenberg?
Here.
Thank you. Siegel?
Here.
Thank you. Wilkinson?
Here.
Okay, thank you. Diaz?
Present.
Thank you. King?
I'm here, yes.
Thank you. Norman? Can't hear you, Tony. Stitt? Excuse me, I think she asked for an excuse that. Brazan? Who was that?
Here.
Tony
Norman? Here.
Yeah, that Tony? Okay, I got you. And I got Lydia, right?
Okay. Yes, thank you.
Okay. Crumshaw?
Present.
Thank you. Medina?
Present.
Thank you. Reese?
Present.
Thank you. Allen?
Present.
Thank you. Apollinar?
Here.
Thank you. Hansel?
Here.
Thank you. Uzzell here. Burden?
Here.
Thank you. Coleman? Oh, she's in Ireland,
yes,
or someplace. Roberts?
Present.
Thank you. Saba? Can't hear you, Montage. Gray?
Here.
Thank you. Lane Heward? I think she was going to not be on the call either. She was asked.
I'm sorry if you couldn't hear me, Richard Manisha. I don't know. I was
okay.
Muted.
Okay, thank you. I got you.
Present. Thank you.
Raul Salvador?
Here.
Thank you. Madam Chair, you have a quorum. We had a excuse absence requested by Lane Heward, Coleman, and Stitt.
Are there any objections to the requested excused absences? And hearing none, please note them as excused, Mr. Secretary.
Okay, and I would like to ask you to, on our last meeting, November the 3rd, Katia had asked for she said she might have made it, but she didn't. And she said if she couldn't make it, that to ask for an excused absence, and I forgot to do that. So if we can go back and do that, I appreciate that.
And that would be for our last meeting of October 3rd?
November 3rd, yeah. October 3rd.
Okay, you're ahead of yourself. Yes, I recall that she had also said she wouldn't possibly not be able to attend the meeting. Is there any objection to noting that as an excused absence for our special meeting of last week, since it was requested by the member? And hearing no objection, Mr. Secretary, please note it as excused. Thank you.
Point of information, Mr. Secretary. Can Mr. Secretary tell me again who we just excused before this last one?
Katia Stitt.
Katia Stitt, Janet Coleman, and Janice Lynn Heward.
Thank you.
Point of order. Yes, is that Serene Roberts?
It is.
Go ahead, Serene.
Last week's meeting, I thought, was a continuation of the executive session, so Katia actually wouldn't need to be excused if that was addressed at the previous meeting. I mean, last week was a new meeting. It was
and actually, you raised a different issue, one you're not raising, but now that you raised any issue, is that we should actually probably be excusing her in closed session. It was closed last week. I think she would still need to be excused from the individual meeting, but it was only an executive session. So we've already done it here. If there's no objection, then it can be noted for the executive session. All right, hearing none. Thank you.
Point of clarification, Summer.
Benito.
So, Katia is being excused for the closed session last Thursday, and also the open and closed session today, is that it?
Okay, so procedure.
Open and close both times. Open and close both times.
Open and close both times. Last week we didn't have an open, and typically you would do.
Oh, okay, whatever.
Yeah, and frankly, we're supposed to do this again when we go into closed session, Benito, today, and say, do we excuse them? Because each one is treated as a separate meeting. So we're kind of playing with it here, because why waste time, you know, can be excused from last week. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Sure thing. Thank you. All right. Anybody else on those issues? If not, do we have a motion to approve the agenda or to amend or anything from anyone?
Brian?
Yes, Brian.
I would like to insert approval of the request for proposals for a public service operating agreement in New York immediately after item 2A on the agenda, so after the Governance Committee bylaws motion.
Okay. Is there a second to that amendment?
Second.
I second.
And I'm sorry, who is the second from, please?
Margie.
Thank you, Margie. Okay, very good. Is there any objection to this amendment?
Can you repeat it, please? Summer, can you repeat what's being moved to where?
Brian has moved to take the consideration of the request for proposal that I submitted to the board earlier into open session for discussion as opposed to closed. It's a motion to move it into open session under Rule 2, and it would become 2B after the bylaws amendment process motion from governance.
Well, I think I am going to object. I'm sorry.
All right. Do you have a substitute or anything, or are you just objecting?
Carolyn, to the check, please.
No, the substitute would be to leave it where it was, and if you want me to motivate the objection, I can do that.
Oh, we'll get there in a minute. Hold on. Let me actually let Brian motivate. That's proper procedure. Carolyn, I've got you on stack, so I'll take Brian's motivation for moving into open session, then I'll take Tracy's motivation and objection, and then I'll go to Carolyn. Brian?
Yeah, it's basically a concern about CPB compliance. We're under heightened scrutiny from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting over our meeting procedures. They're very specific about what grounds to put something into closed session on, and this doesn't meet any of those. There's no proprietary or confidential information in that document. It's something we intend to publish publicly, and we've already sent out in our last report out from public session a notice of the fact that we intend to publish something like this. So I think it, you know, this should be an open conversation as a matter of principle and also as a matter of getting the hundreds of thousands of dollars we need from the CPB.
Thank you, Brian.
This is Lydia to the stack.
I got you, Lydia. Thank you. Tracy, go ahead, please.
Well, I think we're getting a little confused. Of course, the RFP is a public document. We're planning to publish it, so it will be public on our website. What we're talking about is a discussion of the terms that we want to put in the RFP and the final language in the document before we decide to release it publicly. And that is, in fact, a contractual conversation, and it does, in fact, impact, you know, our potential competitive position or whatever you want to call it in terms of the information that we're looking for from particular vendors, what the board's priorities are. These are things that are absolutely authorized to talk about in closed session. And in fact, the parameters for almost any RFP are always discussed by boards in closed sessions, and then the finished product of those conversations is released to the public. So the idea that the construction of a bid proposal doesn't involve competitive or proprietary information seems a bit crazy to me. And I really don't like having CPB rules sort of oversimplified and exaggerated in this way. So I think it was appropriate to put the conversation in closed. It's not problematic, and we should leave things as they are. It'll be public soon enough in its finished version. Thank you.
Richard to the stack.
Thank you, Tracy.
And Benito to the stack.
Okay, thank you. I have Carolyn, Lydia, Richard, Benito. Carolyn.
Yeah, thank you. Tracy has expressed my point very well, but I'd also like to make the point that, in fact, when the IED suggests putting something in the closed session, that we simply respect her judgment. She has anticipated what Tracy has outlined, and I don't see any need to belabor this point. So I think it's really a waste of our time. This belongs in closed session, and I'd like to call a question. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there any objection to calling the question?
Well, I just have a...
Okay, we'll just take a vote on it all. Okay, so there's an objection to calling the question.
I just have a point of clarification, I guess it is.
Yes.
I don't know.
Go ahead.
I'm unclear. Are we trying to vote on whether or not to have this issue dealt with in open session or closed session, or are we dealing with moving it up at the top of the agenda? I'm not clear.
Benito, I had put it into closed session, and Brian is moving that it be taken from closed session and placed into open session for discussion.
Okay. Okay, thanks.
Sure thing.
I'm not really on the stack. This is what I wanted to know.
Okay, well, that's a legitimate point of inquiry, so thank you. And you can, regardless of what we call it, one can interject with such a question without having to necessarily be on stack to make comments. The question has been called. There is an objection to calling the question. If you support calling the question, then you will vote yes, and there will be no further discussion on this matter. We will simply go to a vote on whether or not to move the RFP into open session. If you wish to have further discourse and you do not wish to see the question called, then you would vote no. Mr. Secretary, please call the roll.
This is Margie. I just have a question. At this point, at this point, it will take a two-thirds vote to close debate. Is that correct?
No, it would be simple majority. We haven't approved the agenda or anything. We're just amending it.
No, it's at least two-thirds to close debate.
Oh, to close debate. Okay, thank you, Brian. I'm not going to argue. And I'm not staring at Robert Schulz either.
Two-thirds, right. Okay. Razan, this is for the call the question. Yes.
Yeah.
Crumb Show. Can't hear you, John. Medina.
No.
No. Reese. Allen.
Allen says closed debate, yes.
Yes. Polinar.
Yes.
Yes. Henschel.
No.
No. Uzel, yes. Burden?
Yes.
Yes. Coleman?
Crumshaw, yes.
Oh, Coleman's not here. Okay, Crumshaw, John, yes. I got you, yes. Roberts?
Yes.
Pass?
No.
Okay. If you could speak up a little bit, I'm having trouble hearing you. Saba?
N-O.
Yes.
Was that a yes?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Gray. Okay. Be quiet, folks. Yeah. Gray.
Yes.
Yes. Lane Urich not here. Edward Seekert.
No.
No. Rosenberg.
Yes.
Yes. Siegel.
Yes.
Yes. Wilkinson.
No.
No. Diaz?
No.
No. King?
Abstain.
Abstain. Norman?
Yes.
Yes. Somebody passed. Roberts?
I said no.
No. Okay. Speak up, please. I can't have trouble hearing you.
I'm sorry. Hello?
Got you.
I've been saying no, N-O.
I got you.
Okay,
I have
great.
You.
Thank you.
Welcome.
I'm trying to count.
Up.
Thank you.
Enter an access code, then press pound. So press that access code isn't recognized. Please try again.
Okay. Everybody mute yourselves. It's 10-6-1. So,
One moment, please. Sorry, the motion fails, correct? Yes. Thank you. So, debate will continue. Lydia is next on stack, followed by Richard, and Benito, if you didn't wish to continue on stack, that's fine. Lydia, you're
next.
No,
I don't really have any.
Yes, we...
Thank you.
Okay, we have always discussed posting, for example, job posting for...
One moment, Lydia, please. I am sorry. Folks, I understand that people are probably trying to mute. If you've forgotten, it's #1. That's the same thing to unmute it. Give everyone a moment to mute, please, Lydia. Thank you. Go ahead, please.
Yes, we've always discussed in open session job descriptions and the terms of all kinds of hires. We do not in open session discuss the individuals when they're hired or any kind of personnel issues. We take those in executive sessions. That's exactly the same thing. This is just a profile of the things we're going to post publicly. We have already announced it in public session. Anything that is of an executive session nature, of course, we could move into executive session to complete that discussion. I trust that everyone is going to simply discuss the wording as we have it, and I suspect that most people won't have a problem with the wording as presented, so it makes no sense. It's not like we haven't dealt with these kinds of issues before. We're processed, where public postings are discussed in open session, other very specific things, as CPB outlines in their open meeting document, describes, can be we can go to executive session. And certainly I trust the chair would stop the conversation if it veered into the wrong direction and it was executive session material. So this should be discussed in public session. It's just a public posting.
John to the stack.
Thank you, Lydia. Richard, you're next.
Okay. Very quickly, I think that this should be in closed session. I will vote against moving it to the open session. Thank you.
Is there anyone else for stack before we go to a vote?
Serene, please.
I'm sorry. Who is that, Serene?
Serene, yes.
Go ahead, please.
Okay, thanks.
Jack.
I got you, John. Thank you.
Stack,
go ahead, Serene.
Manager on stack, please.
Thank you, Manage. Sorry, Serene. Wait one moment, please. Thank you. Is there anyone else who would like to be on the stack? Okay, so we have Serene, John Crumshaw, and Manage. Go ahead, please, Serene.
Okay, so I think there's a lot of concern among our listeners about what's actually happening. And I think the board members can be trusted to, my fellow and sister directors can be trusted to be discreet about things if they know would ordinarily be dealt with in executive session. But as much of this as can be public should be public, so that those who are fearful that, the intent is to not just lease the signal, but to sell out Pacifica and its principles and to, dismiss BAI listeners for the past 50-something years will be assured that that is, in fact, not the intent. And I think the best way to do that is to have as much of this discussion in the open. So I would recommend we do that.
Thank you, Serene. John,
Intro.
Okay, thank you. I've got you, Nancy. Okay, John, Manage, and then John. John, perhaps you're still muted. Because we cannot hear you. All right, John Crumshaw, I can't hear you. I'm going to go ahead and go to Manage Saba, and when she's done speaking, go ahead and speak up, and I'll put you back on stack. Manage?
John, here, can you hear me?
Now I can hear you. Okay, go ahead, John.
Sorry, having a problem with not only muting, but my Bluetooth. Okay,
not at all.
What I was... hearing is that there are a number of issues that appear to be something that would belong in a closed session. Now, the previous session that we opened that I think had been scheduled for closed ends up discussing things that really belong in closed session. And I think the point was well taken that the final process is certainly going to be something that would be revealed and the recommendations would be something made public. However, the discussion may involve areas that need to be confidential and likely would, especially since it's a contractual issue. So it's entirely appropriate to have this discussion in closed session. And I think the question of the IED's judgment should be paramount, respecting her judgment and that she knows more about what is involved and that she has requested a closed session, an executive session, needs to be respected. Thank you.
Thank you, John. Manisha, you're next, please.
Hi. I just wanted to say that we have, the announcement has gone out. We have talked about it even now about this RFP. Therefore, the discussion of how this is going to be worded and discussion that would come around it, it needs to be in executive session, and I really trust the judgment of Summer that maybe she knows things that we don't know, that this needs to be in a closed session. And the public is not going to lose anything because they already know that this is there, is out there, that and this is going to happen. And by the end of this meeting, we are going to put it out. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Manisha. Nancy, you're next, please. Nancy Henschel? We can't hear you.
Sorry, I had some trouble coming back on.
No problem. Everyone does. Go ahead, please. Thank you.
All right. I had assumed that this was not executive session material, and I sent an invitation to the Quakers in New York who had expressed, I guess, an interest in the station at one point or another. And sorry about that, but if we can go ahead and open this up, then I'm off the hook. That's my reasoning.
Thank you, Nancy. Is there anyone else who wishes to speak on this matter before we go to a vote?
Benito.
Benito, go ahead, please.
Actually, it's more of an open question to everyone who's saying that we need to do this in closed session. And I just don't get it. So hopefully somebody can enlighten me. What is it about this material that cannot be discussed in open session? I'm missing it. It's not directed to anyone in particular, whoever. Maybe somebody can enlighten me. And I don't think that this is about questioning the judgment of the IED either. It's just, anyway.
Carolyn, to the staff?
I'm sorry, who is to the staff?
Carolyn.
Okay, go ahead, Carolyn, please.
If I may respond to the question that Benito has raised, I think Tracy outlined it fairly well. There are contractual issues, financial issues that may affect our ability to negotiate. And under the CPB regulations, those things are proper for a closed session. The results are not. The results must be made public, of course. But the negotiating of terms is a question that needs to be in closed session. So I hope we would respect that ruling and keep it in closed session and not have to start it in open and move to closed and then back. It's cumbersome. And it is, to a certain extent, about trusting the judgment of the IED, who has to negotiate these things and is certainly responsible for compliance with CPB regulations.
I'm sorry. Were you done, Carolyn?
Teresa for the stack.
Thank you. Go ahead, Teresa.
Yes, I'm sorry. I'm on the train, and I am done.
No problem.
Thank you. Connection. Thank you.
Okay.
Sorry. Go ahead, Teresa.
This is Teresa. My feeling is Carolyn explains it very well, and so did Tracy. I think that Manage's is an error.
Monage said it's something. I think I heard her say she thought it had already gone out. It hasn't gone out. We need to just review it, and we might decide to change something about it. I think it won't be too difficult. I mean, I think our IED has done almost all of the work. But I think that rather than risk having to go from closed session back into open session, that in case there are some things that would be, I just think it should start in executive session, and it should be fairly, quickly, and then the document goes out, and then the Quakers can see it, and everybody can see it. Thank you.
Can you hear?
Serene, please. Thank you. Okay, folks, we're having so much extended discussion on whether it goes in or... Anyway, I'm going to take Monage and Serene, and then I would like to take this to a vote. One way or the other, we need to discuss it someplace. Monage.
I'm sorry, if I said something wrong, I didn't say, I don't think I said that it has gone out. I said the announcement that if something like this is on the,
right.
The report of last week has gone out, not the decision. We are going to make a decision later. Thank you.
Thank you, Manage. Serene?
So, what people might hear when we're having this discussion is that we're broke, and I think word of that has, we're near broke, and I think word of that has already gone out. Additionally, if we're talking about the costs and so forth associated with maintaining the station, those numbers are also very much known in terms of the transmitter costs and the studio rent and all of that sort of thing. So I really don't see what there is to hide, but certainly we are not negotiating anything. We negotiate when we have another partner and we're talking contract. At this point, we're talking about what are the basic minimums that we want in an entity that we would seriously consider. And I don't understand what there is to be secretive about there at all.
Thank you. Anyone else wish to speak?
This is Margie. I would.
Sure, Margie. Go ahead.
Okay. I just want to point out that Brian has just emailed to the board section 3696 of the Communication Acts, which are the CPB rules on confidentiality, and it says, The important words say matters relating to individual employees, proprietary information, litigation, or other matters requiring the confidential advice of counsel, commercial, or financial information obtained from a person on a privileged or confidential basis, or the purchase of property or services whenever the premature exposure of such purchase would compromise the business interests of any such organization. I don't think talking about the language in the RFP fits any of those things. And as Brian said initially, we put ourselves in a very bad position if we continue to have conversations in closed session that should be held in the public.
Is there anyone else who wishes to speak? All righty. I'm going to say that we should take a vote now, please.
Good.
If you support moving discussion of the RFP into open session, then you will vote yes on the motion. If you do not and you wish it to remain in closed session, then you will vote no, or you may abstain. Mr. Secretary, can you call the roll, please?
Okay. Edward Steigert?
Yes.
Yes. Rosenberg?
I don't know, Richard.
No, Richard. Siegel?
Yes.
Yes. Wilkinson?
Yes.
Yes. Diaz?
Yes.
Yes. King?
I really don't know. I abstain. I don't know.
I'm sorry, was that abstain?
Yes.
Okay, abstain. Norman?
Yeah, I'm going to have to abstain.
Abstain, okay. Brazon?
Yes.
Yes. Crumshow?
No.
No. Medina?
Yes.
Yes. Allen? Can't hear you, Teresa.
Allen says no.
No. Colinar?
No.
No. Hitchell?
Abstain.
Abstain. Yuzel, no. Burden?
Burden says no.
No. Roberts?
Yes.
Yes. Saba? Manage? Gray?
No.
No. Were you coming on there, Manage?
Can't hear you, Manage.
No, I said no.
Okay, no. Okay.
Thank you very much, Yusuf.
The vote is 7-8-3.
I'm sorry, what was the final vote, please?
7-8-3.
The motion fails. It stays in closed session. Thank you. All right. Are there any other amendments to the agenda, or is there a motion for approval?
Teresa says, I move to approve.
Teresa moves to approve. Is there a second?
Yes.
I'll second. Is that Nancy?
Yes.
Thank you, Nancy. Objection to approving the agenda. And hearing none, the agenda is approved. Thank you. All righty, folks. Minutes approval. Is there a motion to approve?
Madam Chair, this is Richard. I haven't been able to get those minutes out, the
okay.
ones that are listed there, so we're going to have to postpone it until next time. I'll get them next time.
So that'll be no objection because there are no minutes. Thank you. All right, so the first motion on...
Madam Chair...
Yes, Teresa.
I guess I have a question for the Secretary.
Yes.
Otis, the minutes of September, I think September 12th that you sent out last week, were those in executive session?
That's executive session, yes.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, so the first matter of business is Roman numeral 2A, Governance Committee motion. Who would like to present from governance? Richard, is that you or someone else? Anybody from governance want to take this on?
Well, Lydia.
All right, Lydia, go ahead, please.
Okay, so I haven't proofed the new figures, but it's imperative that the board pass a timetable, that we make it public, that someone should read the full motion as modified, previously presented, so as to accommodate an end date by the end of the year. We'll now go into next year, I believe, February, before the whole process ends. But this way, we can certainly let the membership know, since they are entitled to also put forward amendments should they choose to do so. And so I urge that we pass this immediately. We have been remiss in not passing a timetable earlier in the year. And that's the motivation. It was passed by the Governance Committee. Only the dates have been tweaked to accommodate the postponement by the board. So let's vote for it.
Thank you. Is there any discussion? Anyone on stack? Anybody want to move to approve this?
This is Teresa. I will second it.
Thank you. Well, actually,
It came from the committee. It's down there.
Okay. Thank you. Is there any objection to this motion? Does somebody want to motivate just passing it?
I just did.
Seems like a good idea. Oh.
Yeah, is there any objection then? I mean, it seems like there's no discussion. If we can move on, we will we will have done this infinitely faster than agenda.
No objection. No objection.
Without objection. Okay, and hearing none, going once, twice, three times. All right. Approved by unanimous consent. Moving on. Thank you. Okay, next thing on the agenda is... unfinished business, Roman numeral C, presentation of a report by members of the WBAI, LSC, and staff May I ask a member from WBAI to take the floor, please? And this would be for those portions of the survival plan created at BAI that would be appropriate to public session.
Point of order.
Who's the point of order, please?
Serene.
Yes, Serene.
Okay, thanks. This product is not a product of the WBAI LSB. It was not discussed by the LSB. It was not approved by the LSB. Not all LSB members were even notified of some of the meetings.
Do you have a motion, Serene?
I'm sorry?
Do you have a motion?
Yeah, that discussing this as the WBAI LSB survival plan is out of order. It's not the work of the LSB. In fact, it was on our agenda last night. We never got to it.
So do you have a motion?
I'm sorry, there was some interference. Say again?
I said, do you have a motion? I understand you're objecting. Is there anything you wish to do?
She's moving it out of order.
Okay, so you're asking that it be ruled out of order?
Yes.
Carolyn, I'll start, too. Okay, and it's first presentation
for the stack. Treat her for the stack.
All right, I'm going to short stack. Let's...
Richard to the stack. Richard to the stack if you have one.
I hear you, Richard. I've got Carolyn, I've got Teresa, and now I have you. Go ahead, Carolyn, please.
I have a very limited time on my train. Excuse me?
Sorry, go ahead, please. Everyone else, please mute. Go ahead, Carolyn.
Pound one.
Thank you. I only have a limited amount of time. I'm on a train and will lose the signal in a few minutes. But it's not presented as a motion from the LSB. It's presented as a motion from members of the LSB and members of the staff. So that is a specious request to not consider this. The motion is what it is. The plan is what it is. It was presented by a coalition of LSC members. Members of the LSC who did not want to join did not, but that was voluntary. They were notified of every meeting, and that is not true that they were not notified, so I'd like to really object to that presentation. It's a member, it's a presentation of the plan by a group of LSC members and staff members and some WBAI members. It was never presented as a motion approved by the LSB, and the fact that the LSB has not gotten around to looking at it is another problem, which I think we should disregard and look at this plan for what it is. I'd appreciate that consideration, and if I'm not here, I'll have to ask Manage to handle the presentation because I'm going to be out of signal for a bit in a few minutes. Thank you.
Thank you, Carolyn. Next, Teresa, and then Richard. Go ahead, Teresa.
Yes. You know, I appreciate the fact that Serene feels that not everyone participated in this, but I have not heard another proposal from other people. And as a board member, as a director, she was asked, the four directors in New York were asked to come up with a plan. If she didn't come up with a plan, at least I want to hear the plan from the three directors that did get together and work on this. And I feel that it is obstructive to bring up such a small point to prevent this plan being proposed and discussed. So can we please get to it? I don't care what you call it. Let's be positive and try to come up with some solutions here. Thank you.
Richard, you're next.
Okay, Richard. I disagree that the LSB was involved because I've been CC'd on copies of millions of emails that said that talked to back and forth between different groups. I understand that the LSB and at WBAI is like the LSB everywhere else. There's disagreements and this and that. I was asked to put this on the agenda, and it was presented to me as a report, not the report, and that's what I wrote there, a report, and it doesn't claim to be from the LSB per se approved or whatever. I don't think that was part of the motion that caused this to come into being. I think we need to hear what this group has to say, and if the other group wants to come with something else later, come on.
Thank you, Richard. Anybody else to the stack? I'm going to make a ruling. We're going to move on.
Yeah, Benito's
Benito. So answering.
Manager, on stack, please.
I was saying Luzette for the stack. Did you not hear me?
I did not hear you, Luzette. So I'll go ahead and take Benito and then Luzette because I believe both, and then Serena Montage, okay? Go ahead, Benito.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I've asked this, I don't know for this exact question, but I've asked similar kind of questions before, and I still don't get it. So this is an open question to all of the directors from BAI. If y'all could explain why it is that, and I'm not sure that I understand the story, but why it is that the LSB either has not met to discuss this or didn't have a quorum. You know, it's been several months, so I just don't understand. I'm not accusing anybody of anything. You know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to understand why the LSB has not been able to come up with some kind of plan.
Point of information?
Yeah.
Well, can I finish, Richard?
Yeah, let Benito finish, and then I'll take your point of information, Richard. Go ahead, Benito.
Yeah, just
let him finish, please, Richard. Go ahead, Benito.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm just at a loss, you know, and believe me, I do understand about problems disagreements amongst LSBs, but it's just been a number of months, and so I'm having a problem understanding why in all this time the entire LSB could not come up with something, you know.
Yeah, I don't think we can answer this in this part of the discussion.
I agree.
Oh, I know. Sorry. Can you hear? All right, what is your point of information, Richard?
Point of information has a member ever heard of a disagreement at the WPFW LSB?
Okay, that's not a point of information, Richard. But I think
it was
all widely acknowledged that it can be difficult to reach consensus sometimes. All right. I was asked to make a ruling. I'm going to take the rest of the staff. We're going to take a vote. We're going to do something here. So next on staff is Luzette, and then Montage, and then Serene. And I'm sorry, who is that saying? Did I hear you?
Luzette.
It was Luzette. Yes, no, I heard you, Luzette. You're next. Go ahead, please.
You know, I'm constantly marveled. For the last 10 years at least, almost every meeting throughout the national board, something major is happening at BAI. BAI is on the verge of bringing down the entire network. And this is not bawling wolf. It's not screaming fire when there's none. And I just do not understand how any of us could still come here at this point and try to delay matters rather than help something happen to save Pacifica. I just don't understand it. In February of this year, we discussed this thing. We understood there was a lot of urgent action needed, and we're still here wondering whether we should carry on with something. I don't believe it, and I don't accept it.
Thank you, Luzette. Montage and Serene. Montage? Montage, we cannot hear you. All right, I'm going to go to Serene and then back to Montage. Go ahead, Serene.
Okay, so I'm wondering, do I have a separate time to answer Benito's question?
It's really not necessary. We've done this three meetings in a row. I'm going to make a ruling. I understand that people wonder why. I know that both you and other members of the PNB from New York have on at least two previous meetings at great length explained why the LSB was not able to come together effectively to meet as a group over this. So I don't think that's necessary, Serene. Did you have anything further you wanted to add?
I do, but I also think that if he took the trouble to ask it at two separate meetings, he should be allowed to get an answer. But I guess you know best.
I will say this about the meeting and about the notice on the agenda and how it's billed this week. It has previously been billed as the LSB report. It has been described as the LSB report. I think this might be the first week that I'm seeing it by members of the WBAI, LSB, and staff. This agenda, we actually, back in, I attempted to have a session of the board right after these motions were passed in May. My sister directors and others refused, and all the officers refused to do it. So I guess that's how important they thought it was. At the June meeting, we brought a motion to actually constitute a working group that would start doing this, get input from a broad range of listeners, open up the meetings, come up with something. That was defeated. They decided instead to just ask for an extension, nothing else. We asked for the extension. We were granted the extension. This item only appeared on the LSB's agenda because, quote, my side, since folks want to, you know, use that sort of mindset and dialogue, because my side kept on bringing it up because we realized that the board had, the motion didn't say go forth and come up with some ideas, each and every one of you. They said the LSB. So to say that this is, in fact, a response to the motion is factually incorrect. To claim that everyone was invited to meetings is factually incorrect. There are emails.
Serene, your time is up.
Thank you. There are emails where people had to write and ask where the meeting was. And then instead of informing the entire LSB, a single member would be notified. That's, you know, yeah, we're in crisis.
Point of order, the time is up.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Serene. I think it's been made very clear that that the communications have not been easy at your local board level and that regardless of the cause, the group as a whole has not been able to successfully come together and vote upon a specific plan. Manajay, did you wish to speak before I make a ruling and we move on? Okay, I don't hear Manajay. All right. Our organization is particularly adept at gridlock and inertia. And that being the case, we could be here many more months before anything does or does not come back from the LSB. I think
I was muted. I'm sorry. I was muted and I was not getting through.
Sure. No problem, Manajay. I'll stop. Go ahead. I'll continue in a moment. Go ahead, please.
This is really stressful. I talked about it, you know, said everything that I wanted to say. In addition to say, our other director, Director Roberts, was at the beginning of the meeting when I was in the United States, and then at another meeting that I was in Iran and joined that meeting in Iran. But Director Roberts chose to go outside from there on, to go outside and try to congregate some other people and do some other thing and not to participate in this process herself. But from the way I understand and the way it was announced, all of the other meetings were announced to everybody, including the staff, the listeners, and everyone. And the whole list, you can look at the list of all the people who participated in that. And if some people decide not to participate and organize a minority group or whatever group they want to do and not to participate, it's not the responsibility of those who want to get something done. This is so stressful. We are in crisis, and people are constantly talking, and nobody is lifting a finger to please move things on. And we really need to stop this at every level that we can. For every issue that comes, whether it's not WPSW, BLN, or everybody else, there is somebody who's standing in front and doesn't let things to move on. You are very good at talking. You are not good at acting.
Manisha, your time is up.
Thank you.
Point of personal privilege.
Oh. Can you keep it relatively brief, please? Go ahead.
I'll certainly be at least, you know, as brief as Manajay was. How many times did she mention my name? Manajay, you were out of the country, so I think you should not speak about what you don't know about. I actually attended at least one of those meetings, and in fact, we had set another meeting, and your crew, if you will, canceled the meeting arbitrarily and decided that they didn't need any more input.
There were
okay, if I may here.
No.
I feel that we devolve into...
Summer, you said my name at least 7 times. You did not object once. I make a correction to her record that I refuse to participate, and suddenly we've run out of time for this?
I didn't mention your name 7 times.
Thanks.
Ladies, I mentioned only once.
Okay, ladies, this is unreasonable, honestly, that the local inability of, quite frankly, of any board, it does not matter which one of our local boards brings the home turf wars to the PNB so that we are unable to conduct business at the national level. This happens depending on how difficult the situation is at a particular situation.
The woman made a false statement.
I understand. I understand, Serene, and I believe you've corrected that she was not here at the time and that you, in fact, did attend at least one of these particular events and were a percipient witness to what did or did not occur there, correct? What I am trying to say is, I would ask that everyone do your best to be courteous to one another, but we are in a state of crisis which goes far beyond courtesy or the lack thereof. The inability of local boards to conduct business is unfortunate, regardless of whose fault it is, and I think that we could spend the rest of the evening casting volleys one side to the other as to whose fault it is. It doesn't matter whose fault it is. We have to save the station. We have a network to save and run here. So I'm going to make a ruling. My ruling is this. I will let the presentation by whichever members of the New York Local Station Board who are representatives on this PNB present what they would like within the time allotted on whatever plan has come before the board. If and when the local station board in New York should find that it is able to work together sufficiently enough to call a meeting at which both factions can attend and quorum can be achieved, and any plan for the survival of the station can be voted upon and come back as a plan from the LSB, that we will entertain that as well. Should another faction come up with a different set of plans and wish to submit them to this board for consideration, I will rule that we will go ahead and take a look at those as well. The fact that we will fight 3 or 4 meetings in a row to not hear anybody's ideas because they are not sufficiently inclusive of everyone's ideas is unfortunate when we're running out of oxygen in the room.
Exactly.
So I would say that if and when the board is functional enough to actually have a meeting and vote on something to save its own station, I would highly encourage all of the PNB directors from New York to bring back that as well. And the rest of the board will look at it. In the meantime, we'll look at whatever is in front of us right now. That's my ruling.
Point,
would like to challenge the ruling of the chair.
Point of order, Madam Chair, the Secretary.
Yes, Mr. Secretary.
I trust you're going to write all that down and send it to me.
I'll send you a shortened version, which is we will consider what is before us. And should something more official arise from the local level and reach the national level, we will consider that when it gets here as well.
Excellent.
And if something from a different caucus arrives, we will consider that. We'll consider whatever comes before us. We will not wait indefinitely for something which does not exist. That's my ruling.
Excellent.
Thank you. If anyone wishes to challenge it, please do so. Otherwise, we will move on, and we will hear from whichever members of New York wish to present whichever part of the plan that has been sent to the board. Are there any challenges to the ruling of the chair? Okay, we are moving on.
Move on. Someone
from New York would like to present something of the plan which has been distributed to the PNB.
Thank you.
May I recognize a member from New York? Any member.
Manager,
go ahead, please.
Since Caroline has been in charge, involved in this more deeply than I have been, and also because we have got the budgets, and we have not plugged in the budget, and we are in the process of narrowing down the long survival proposal that we have put in. We would like to bring it back next meeting and put it on the top of agenda and present it in its divided part at that time. And by then, I hope that if there is any other proposal that comes in too, we have announcement in the process to ask anybody and everybody who has wants to add anything else to this proposal. They have to put it in. So while we are working at it, we get all of those informations in. And I agree with you that if other people have want to present other things, that has to be looked at too. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Is that a motion, Manager, shall be considered at the next PNB meeting at the top of the open session agenda? Is that your motion?
Yes, Summer.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Is there a second? I'm sorry. I was on the train and I'm in a station now. Can you hear me?
Yes, Carolyn. Manager has moved that we consider the survival plan components at the next PNB meeting at the top of the agenda. Do you wish to second that?
Yes, I will. By that time, I think Janet Coleman will be back and we'll have some more data from the audit and from the treasurer from the CFO to plug into the plan to make it more coherent. So, yes, I would second that. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you.
What was the motion? What was the motion?
That it be at the top of the next open session agenda. That it be postponed to the next agenda, but at the top of the agenda.
And not considered tonight?
Yeah, that's correct. So, that being the case, I want to make one thing perfectly clear. I will not entertain any further discussion, conversation, objection to whether or not we are going to consider this, because under Roberts, that will be dilatory at that point. I'm not going to have that. And I will make a ruling straight up at the front end of the meeting, and anyone is free to challenge it. But we've covered that this evening. If this passes and it's at the top of the next agenda, the only things that will be considered with this are not whether or not we consider these particular proposals. It'll be if other proposals have come in, whether they get added. Okay? But I'm not going to entertain this part of the discussion again because I've made a ruling on it, and that's how that works. Is there an objection to...
Margie has... I have a question.
Yes, Margie. Go ahead,
Thank
please.
You. I am a truly patient person. I really am a very patient person. But I do not understand how we were allowed to go through the discussion that we've just had if it was the intention to postpone this discussion. I don't get it. I mean, I'm stunned. And I don't understand what people think about the crisis nature of this situation if we're not going to talk about it tonight. I'm just breathless. I don't even know what to say, okay? And, anyway, I'm done. I cannot believe that we have just done this to ourselves, and I'm speechless.
Existentialism is our friend. Manager.
Margie and everybody else, I really apologize for not talking about this earlier, but I felt that if I raise anything else, there would be a longer discussion of all sorts, and I thought in the middle of, actually, when this had started, I said I better be quiet and very, you know, quiet at the end, say, okay, we are not going to discuss it, and also tell people that we have the other people have the chance to put anything they want to put in it by before the, maybe just 3 weeks from now. But I apologize to everybody, and I'm sorry for that. Thank you,
Manasseh. That's very kind of you. I think sometimes these things happen by inadvertence as much as anything. All right, is there any objection to postponing this to the next meeting at the top of the agenda with my invitation that please, if there are any other plans coming from New York or if by a miracle your board can meet and come to any consensus between now and then, please do so and get anything else into it, us also.
This is Lydia.
Yes, Lydia.
I just have a recommendation that also if we know that our agenda item that we have motivated is not to be considered, if we can, you know, we have the email beforehand with the agenda, we can also let Richard know that you're removing it from the agenda.
Sure. If you have the, you know, the foreknowledge to, or that you want to have it postponed or something of that nature. But, all right, I'm not hearing any objection to this.
Brian, with a question.
Yes, Brian.
Do we actually have a meeting scheduled for next week?
I don't want to make a habit of weekly meetings. I thought we were defaulting to every other week.
Yeah.
We're supposed to be every other week. It seems grueling enough, doesn't it?
Thank you.
I don't think we're...
I object to this if it's creating a meeting next week. Four in a row is plenty for me.
Thank you. I don't think we're scheduled for next week, Brian. I think it'll be in 2 weeks, okay?
Right, but if it's a motion to postpone to next week, it's creating...
No,
it's
next meeting.
No, it's next
it was a motion
meeting.
To postpone to
oh,
the next
okay.
Meeting.
I'm sorry. I misheard.
No problem. She actually thought it was 3 weeks off, so I think we'll be right in the middle of it, too. Okay?
Good. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, folks. I'm not hearing any objection. So hearing none, it will be the top of the open session agenda, obviously following management reports, but in terms of any committee report type of thing.